This is why I wrote yesterday. You know, I think one of the things that the New York Times article did was shed light on President Obama's character. You know, we can talk a lot about his policies, and that usually is what's most important. We've known that he's been embracing these radical theories of executive power that even George Bush's former CIA and NSA chief, General Michael Hayden, has lavishly praised, and other Bush officials are over the moon about in terms of President Obama endorsing them. So we know his policies have been extremist and radical. But here you have one of the most controversial things, as I said earlier, that a president can do, ordering an American citizen assassinated by the CIA in total secrecy with no due process, never been charged with any crime, even though they could have charged him if they really had evidence, as they claim, that he was guilty of plotting terrorist attacks. And instead of charging him, they simply secretly ordered his assassination. And it turns out that there was no struggling in terms of the difficult constitutional and ethical and legal issues this obviously presents. According to the president's own aides, they're boasting to the New York Times that he declared that this was a, quote, easy decision, not anything that he struggled with, something that he made quite easily. And so we find out that not only is he exercising this radical power, he's not even having any struggles with conscience or constitutional questions or legal or intellectual quandaries about it. It's something that, as his national security advisor Tom Donilon also bragged to the New York Times about, it shows how, quote, comfortable he is using force, even against American citizens. And that, I think, reflects really on the type of person that occupies the Oval Office.